So, Martin, we're looking ahead to a Donegal clash against Derry this coming weekend in Ballybofey. It has been suggested since Derry's draw against Monaghan that maybe they're not firing on all cylinders, given a lot of the circumstances off the pitch before the Ulster final. And they won that title, yes, but some are suggesting that maybe Derry aren't going as well as people expected. Is it a good time for Donegal to meet Derry?
Yeah, probably, definitely is you'd have to say a good time to meet them. I mean, if we go back to last year's Ulster final, I mean, the game went down right down to the wire, and you know, an extra time and everything else. So if, yeah, it definitely is a good time. You thought, looking at the Ulster final, you know, they didn't look as hungry as they were before that, and the same thing, I mean, definitely against Monaghan. I know it's not easy to play a team that you've already met in the championship. All the advantages with the team that got beat the first day out, you know, they have the advantages because the other team won't nearly have to do exactly the same thing you've done. So from that point of view, from the Monaghan point of view, you'd have to think that, you know, the advantage was Monaghan and everything else. But Derry didn't seem to have the hunger that they had before that, and they seemed to lack that themselves. Now, will that change this Sunday or not? I mean, they've had time to regroup after that game. It was the first game back after one in Ulster and everything else. And so from that point of view, you know, it probably will be kind of a different Derry team. You feel that it'll come on Sunday, the team that played Monaghan. They've had just time to assess the whole thing and everything else. So you'd expect, as I said, a different Derry team. But from Donegal's point of view, and to answer your question, Oisín, it definitely is. It's not a bad time to be playing them, and particularly to be playing them in Ballybofey, where Donegal have a very good record in league and championship, but particularly a good championship record.
Yeah, they've only lost once since 2010 at the Ballybofey venue. So you feel they're in with a shout then, Martin?
Yeah, Oisín, you're definitely in Ballybofey, and home advantage in Ballybofey, and with hopefully a big crowd behind Donegal and everything else. And I wouldn't like to see the first half that we had against Clare. That was as bad as I've seen in a long time from a Donegal team. And we're lucky just at half-time to only be 6 points to 3 down. You could have been 1-9-3, game over at half-time against Clare the way we played. But with Jason McGee coming onto the field for the second half, there was a big, big difference in the second half. That we played a lot of mobility in the middle of the field, which made a difference. And then we had Kieran Thompson and Oisín Gallon kicking 4 points from play, each of them. And a very good performance by Sean Patton and goals as well. So, yeah, if we can get other... Well, you're going to need more players than that to perform over the 70 minutes. You know, I thought maybe Owen Van Gallen, Q McFadden had good matches as well, but going to need particularly up front, because we look at it, Chrissy McCaig, who's a very good man marker, will he pick up Oisín Gallon? You know, it'll be a tough day for Oisín. You know, it'll be hard to get away on the likes of him. He's marked a lot of experienced players in his time, so we're going to get other players to get points. They'll probably try to put a player on Kieran Thompson as well when they study the Clare game. And I think that's the big one, is how you know, with other players come good, and we're going to need more scores from other players, particularly. But I mean, they'll be used to Ballybofey and everything else. And then the other thing is at the other end of the field, how we cope with Shane McGuigan and that. He is the top forward in the country at the minute, you'd have to say, ahead of Conor Callan even, and David Clifford and Shane Walsh, and these players ahead of him, because the way he's performing, I mean, he is probably carrying Derry through matches, because they're struggling to get scores from other forwards as well. Now, Oisín, the one thing is that Kieran McFaul has a championship game under his belt, and he's going to be a better player in Ballybofey, you feel. He was very good the last time he played against Donegal in Ballybofey in a championship game, so that'll be a help to them up front. They could start Lorcan Murray as well, but I think that all in all, it's a good time to get Derry. It's a big game for Donegal. If we could win it, you're looking at going into the last game With a good chance of finishing top.
Martin, you just mentioned Shane McGuigan there. How does Brendan McCall, I take it Brendan McCall is going to take him up. How does Brendan McCall go about stopping a man that's scoring, on average about 9 points a game at this stage in the championship?
Yeah, well, I think the big thing about stopping a player like that there is stopping the supply to him. So that'll be important that we won the midfield battle. And, you know, with Brendan Rodgers and Conor Glass in the middle of the field. Now, they weren't great against Monaghan. Monaghan coped really well with them. If we can do as well as Monaghan did against them, you know, I think it would leave us, well, you know, a great chance of maybe winning the midfield battle, which is very important to us. Stop the supply going in as well. And then definitely probably whoever we're going to play a sweeper, try to get a player back in front of him all the time, because you're better saying, don't let Shane McGuigan get the ball in his hands, and let the other forwards, some of them have the ball, and try to keep it away from him. And you have to give support to Brendan McCall and get players in around him, particularly early on. Listen, he's a fabulous player. He's got 2 feet, and you know, his ability to kick points and to kick frees, and he's showing what you need in the modern game, as a not alone as ability and a skill factor and everything else is top drawer, but his mental strength seems to be right up there with even we talk about rugby players in Ireland and everything else, and that's a big thing and a big part of the game, and he definitely has got that.
Yeah, we mention him nearly every match. Martin, you rate him as the best goalkeeper in the country, and Sean Patton. We've seen the last day in Clare, particularly when he went long, that Donegal caused Clare a lot of problems when he was kicking it over when Clare pushed up. Are we going to see much of that come Sunday, and how big a role is Sean Patton going to have in this game if this midfield battle is going to be so crucial and trying to get something out of the tie?
Yeah, it's going to be massive, Oisín. We talked about it, me and you, even on the way back up from Clare in the car, we were just on about it, how important he is, you know, when we talk about an important player. One time, in my time playing, a goalkeeper didn't matter. Anybody went in goals and you just kicked out the ball and that. But now, the goalkeeper is so, so important, and we're very lucky to have a player of the quality of Sean Patton in goals. And I think the big thing Derry have a call to make is, are they going to press Donegal's kickouts? And if Donegal go long, you know, if he's going to go long. Now, Derry will be more used to it and more used to playing against it than Clare were, so they'll be probably ready for it. But it definitely is a big plus, a massive plus for us to have Sean Patton. Not alone, he's got everything going for him. A saving, brilliant 1-1. He made that important save in Clare from Keelan Sexton early on, which kept Donegal in the game at that stage nearly. He can go short kickouts, long kickouts, and he can come up and kick 45s and that off the ground, and he creates that extra player. I mean, we look at goalkeepers are important. And like Roscommon had got probably an inexperienced goalie who's not playing, maybe it's the first year he's played inter-county at a level. But you look at how important he was. I think it was 54 touches he had. Not alone as his kickouts and then creating that extra player. Where we look at the best goalkeeper we've ever seen playing Gaelic football was in goals for Dublin, Oisín. And he not struggled, but he didn't create that extra player for them because he's not used to doing that. And he's not able to do what we're talking about Sean Patton able to do. So you can press on the Dublin kickouts because Stephen Clarkson's not able to kick it long enough over the top. So, you know, we talk about it at the minute. You have Sean Patton, you have Rory Began, we've seen what he did against Derry the last day out, and you've got, from their point of view, them two goalkeepers, they can come up and kick frees as well, particularly Began, very good at the ground. So goalkeeper has become so important, an important player, and we're going to look at, you know, Niall Morgan for Tyrone as well, another very, very important goalkeeper, a different goalkeeper to Ethan Rafferty, but I don't know where Gaelic football's going, but goalkeeper now is the most important person in Gaelic football, nearly on the field.
One man you didn't include in that, Martin, Zoran Lynch, the Derry goalkeeper.
Yeah, again, a player that, you know, post Rory Gallagher turned him from an outfield player into a goalkeeper and has worked with him. And the big one with him as well is that he comes out for the kickouts, and he will come out for Sean Patton's kickouts. And that's a very good point you make, Oisín, there, because he will be the man that'll try to stop when Sean Patton's going to go long over the top. He'll be out right away, you see, to cut out that ball if Derry are definitely going to press right away up the field that Derry are going to press. So, yeah, big player, good at coming forward. And sometimes Derry people, some of them say they don't like him coming up the field, they're afraid he'd lose the ball and everything else. But he kicked a point in one of the games for Derry, and definitely improving with every match. And does create that extra player as well, which when teams push up on that, their pressure on, it's a big help to have maybe a natural outfield player in goals that he can create that extra player coming forward. We will see him pushing up, and he will stay out the field as long as, when he sees danger, he'll stay there. But when the danger gets too serious, that's when he'll have to drop back, and he will only drop back into his goals when he feels, or the shout is made, that the danger is too dangerous, after he has to move back.
Okay, Martin, then, call Sunday, how's it going to go? Derry, Donegal and Ballybuffet.
Well, listen, look, you'd have to say Derry are favourites, Oisín. You know, you have to say, if you're tipping a team, you have to tip Derry, and, you know, you'd have to say their favours and everything else. But I don't rule out Donegal and Ballybuffet. With the second half performance against Clare, will give them a lot of confidence and everything else. I give Donegal a fighting chance, but you'd have to think that Derry, with their level of fitness and everything else, and getting them on in game out of their system and getting everything behind them and all that there, you'd feel that they'll be more ready for this game than they were for the Monaghan match. And but I still think, I'm looking forward to it. Donegal will need a good performance and need to get a good start. If we play like we did the first half against Clare, we'll be beaten at half-time. So we need a big performance from start to finish, Oisín.
The other match in the group at the weekend as an earlier start on Sunday of 2 o'clock, Martin, it's Monaghan against Clare. You would expect Monaghan to win at home in Clonus on Sunday?
Yeah, you would, Oisin, yeah. And the confidence they're going to get from the Derry match as well. And, you know, Monaghan and Clonas are hard enough for a lot bigger teams than Clare to come to beat them. And just seems don't seem to be right in Clare. You know, the minute Donegal came at them in the second half, their heads went down and that there, no disappointing them. And just see a player left them just today or during the week. And they'll be disappointed with that as well, Clare. But I think it'll be tough on Clare and everything else. But you will get a kick from them, and they're physically able to match Monaghan and everything else. But I expect Monaghan with the forwards they have and everything else, and to have too much up front. And scoring average could come into it big time down the road into this group the way it's going. So it'll be very important for Monaghan will want at home to try to win by maybe 6-7 plus points against Clare.
Just moving into one of the other groups, Martin, on Saturday evening, there's a big Ulster clash. Tyrone taking on Armagh. Pulling it out of the bag to get something out of the game against Westmeath the last day, where Tyrone went to Galway and lost out down at Salt Hill. How's this titanic battle going to go between the two neighbouring counties at the weekend? Because whoever wins this is going to be making a bit of a statement in the championship.
Yeah, that's it, you know. And it's interesting when we listen to we call pundits down south, they're all saying Tyrone. They're going to, when they mention Kerry and Dublin and Galway Mayo, the next team they always mention is Tyrone. We have to wait to see it from Tyrone. Were we going to get what we got a couple of years ago, you know, when we went on to win the All-Ireland and everything else? Is that in them or not? Are they over-dependent on Darragh Canavan up front and everything else? It's hard to know. And I think there were a bit of complaints in Tyrone from some of the senior players that had won All-Stars and won All-Ireland and won an All-Ireland that didn't play. Didn't get on against Galway and everything else, and they weren't happy. Where maybe I think there were five at least under 20 players on the field at the end of the game that day, if not six, and some of the players weren't happy. So you expect a reaction from Tyrone and everything else. I expect that maybe some of these players will be given the chance to play to start the game against Armagh and everything else. They'll go for more experience and everything else in Tyrone. It's a very, very hard game to call. Just, you know, there's no real form going into it, particularly from Tyrone. We don't really know where they're at. It's a very big game for Tyrone. Massive game for Tyrone, the fact they lost their first match. At least Armagh have 2 points on the board. Who will attempt? I would just fancy Armagh because the game, you know, lost the final will stand for them. They got over the line against Westmeath. The last time they came to Omagh, they beat Tyrone and Omagh. I just have a sneaking feeling that Armagh could get over the line.
All right, Martin, thanks for joining us. We look forward to the football at the weekend.
Thanks, Oisin. See you at the weekend.